Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Another Saints season is in the books. The black and gold go out on a sour note, though, losing 19-17 in Atlanta in the finale. We're here at the point after. You can chime in, folks, with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Give his thoughts. Share your thoughts with him, 504-260-1870 on our talk and text line. Cajun Cannon, man, oh, man, we talked about a little, obviously, at the half, another slow start for the Saints, but that fight is there with the team. We saw them battle all the way to the end, and sure, they were shorthanded, and you want to look at the silver linings, but overall, still losing is disappointing.
Yeah, and especially when you lose to the Falcons. You know, when you look at it, you always want to take care of business, and really, you know, half the games have been decided by 7 points or less. We've had their number since Katrina, 26-14 now. But they have the slight edge. We have 56 wins. They have 57. So
they took the lead in the all-time series now.
Yeah, yeah. And then next year, I can tell you right now, I'm going to predict, I don't know, but we're going to split. To say you're going to sweep, that's hard to do. But no, you don't want to get swept.
And we swept the division champs.
Yeah, yes, and it just goes to show you, I mean, we should hold the organization's feet to the fire, and hey, we got to win the NFC South next year, because, you know, if you can somehow figure out to have a winning record or double-digit wins, you can end up being division champs. Then you get to host a playoff game. But look, it's the first time the Falcons have swept the Saints since 2016. So it's almost a decade. You know, they finish on a four-game winning streak. But Deuce and I, we had all talked about this at the beginning. You cannot afford to lose the turnover battle. And if you look now, the Saints are -4 for the season. The Falcons are +5. And then when you look at it, you can't have a punt blocked. You know, those kind of things. I know one thing. I think we have to get better at the punter situation. Look, net punting average, you know, they basically had a first down and a half better, so you're talking about flipping the field and hitting yardage. Our net punting was 35.4, theirs was 50.3. Now, that'd be interesting to see. We're going to have Dante Pettis. I think he did a formidable job, but to try and find another diamond in the rough like Rashid Shaheed being a game breaker in the return game, can you find that kind of player? Now, you know, you look at the glass half full instead of half empty. We are going to play a four-play schedule next year. So that should benefit the Saints. You know, when you look at it, we're going to have the eighth pick. You know, so you try to look at some positives at 6-11. That's where we finish. And I remember the draft. I said, it might be the same song and dance. We won five games. Yeah, we can win five or six games. That's what I said at the drive. Then after training camp, I was like, I don't know. It might be more like a set of 5 to 6, more like 4 to 5, with 6 being tops. Well, that's what happened. You know, it's not guaranteed, but like, for instance, I picked one of my dark horses this year. Well, two of them, in the AFC, the Colts. Look at the first half of the season they had, then everybody got hurt, and they wasn't the
same
team.
You looked unbelievable picking the first half.
And then the Seahawks. Look, they had number one seed.
Yeah.
But then who I really thought would get there, just shows you the NFL. I said, I don't know, we could finally beat a Baltimore Ravens time.
I was a Ravens believer, too.
You know, kind of looking at, I don't know, Ravens-Packers Super Bowl, or maybe the underappreciated Yankees from up north, Lions-Bills Super Bowl. You know, we got to see how it's going to play out. But it just goes to show you how tough it is. Now, and I thought I predicted this, and we had an opportunity to go 4-2. We would go 3-3 in the division. I tell you right now, that's the bottom of us going 3-3 in the division. You need to be 4-2, if not 5-1. It's hard to say you'd be 6-0. But I'd say right now, for sure we're going to be 3-3. But we need to be like 4-2 in division. And ultimately, if you're 5-1, I think because of the fourth place schedule, we have a great chance to win the NFC South. Now, the one thing that's puzzling, because it's a game of inches. You know, you hear that cliche that when you have opportunities to make field goals, you have to make it. And you might say, well, Bobby, no, we got to get touchdowns. But yeah, but when the game's close, you got to make those field goals. When you look how the season has unfolded, okay, 40-plus yard field goals. You think like today's kicker, come on, you got to make that. Well, our opponents, you're never going to be 100%. You want to be 100%. They were 9 of 11. We were 50%, 5 of 10 from 40-plus yard field goals. Now, I just count the points there. We're 5 of 10. They're 9 of 11. Then you look at 50-plus yard field goals. You know what our opponents were? 10 for 10. If it was 50-plus, they didn't miss a kick. 10 for 10, we were 7 of 12. Man, that's a lot of points you're leaving out there. And, again, when you look at, like, okay, well, the Saints did cover. Charlie, I'm sorry, but they did cover. You know, when you look, 3, 3.5 backdoor cover, you know, all that kind of stuff doesn't mean anything, but it just shows you how close it is. And how Las Vegas, they kind of know what they're doing, you know, to break it down. I thought this is very encouraging. I didn't think this happened before the game. We averaged 4.2 yards a carry. Tyler Shuck runs do count. And they averaged 2 yards a carry. I would not have thought that we'd have done that against the likes of the 1-2 punch with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. No, Bijan Robinson averaged 2.2, Allgeier 2.3. No, we stopped them. They did not run the ball. Bijan Robinson had 43 total yards from scrimmage. Now, in November against us, he had rushed for 70 yards. That was his lowest total in the last 8 games. So he ain't done jack against us. As great as Bijan Robinson is, we are a Bijan killer.
Love seeing that.
Yeah. And that's something because he ain't going nowhere. He's going to be around. Like, for instance, in the five previous matchups, we've done it. It's not just a small sample size. 5 previous matchups, in 2 games he had 28 yards rushing against the Saints. So now he had 33. So you look at now, one of those 28-yard rushing games, he had 103 yards receiving. Today he had 10 yards receiving on 3 receptions. So, no, that game plan, you got to give Brandon Staley and the defense a lot of credit. Carl Granderson was an animal out there. And that bodes well because he's under contract. And what we're paying him, bang for your buck. You look at Chase Young. Chase Young, 6 total tackles, a sack and a half, 2 quarterback coverage, 2 tackles for loss, pass defending. So now he's had 10 sacks in the season and he missed 5 games. Again, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I guess I am. I told you he was going to have double-digit sacks. What I saw in training camp,
despite missing 5 games.
Yes, that we were struggling to block him in practice. You know, it was good practice for like Banks, like, man, or whoever was going against him. But then when I saw him do against the Rams, I was like, no, this he's going to have, I mean, not just get to 10, but have like around 12. I'm not saying like Myles Garrett and have 22, 23, but about 12 plus if he's available the whole season. So Charles, Chase Young, outstanding. Carl Granderson, Cam Jordan, Drinkwine the Fouth of Ute. Now, he came into the game, 9.5 sacks. He has 10.5 for the season. 2 quarterback hurries, 2 tackles for a loss. So, a lot of guys that we're familiar with really stepping up. Double D had ended up being 3rd in tackles, you know, with 6. When you look at all that. Now, I don't know. It's frustrating because you always want to beat your rival. But I think if we can look at it in the big picture, it's not necessarily going to be a bad thing. Because I think we can build upon these certain things that we have accomplished this season. I mean, I look on offense. I agree with Deuce and Hoss. I was like, I mean, who's playing? It's like a preseason roster on offense. Not talking about the defense. On offense, who we had out there would be like guys trying to make the team, and it might be your first or your second preseason game. And I think that affected, even though we have gotten a little better, but not good enough on third down. We were 5 of 6, 31%. On the season, our defense is outstanding. They were only able to be 4 of 14, 29%, which is as good as it gets. And when you look at it during the regular season, so that's not just something we did this game where we were outstanding on third down defense. No, we've been outstanding on third down defense, throughout the season. For instance, we were like the 3rd best third down defense in the whole NFL the whole season, and we were at 34.7. Well, I think today we were 29%. And I'm talking about, you know who we hanging with? The Seahawks and the Texans. Third down defense. Aren't those two teams
elite?
Elite, yeah. Right. So I think Brandon Staley, the whole defensive effort, what we did on third down was simply outstanding. Our red zone defense was outstanding. They were only 1 of 3, 33%. You know, that wasn't the case the first time we played them here. They were successful in the red zone and we weren't. Well, today, you want to be 100%, but at least we were 67%. That's winning football, 2 of 3 in the red zone when all said and done. Again, now back-to-back games, we've averaged more per carry than the opponent. Today, we were 4.2, like I said, in the Falcons, 2 yards per attempt. Not 2.2 or 3.2, no, 2. And you're talking about Bijan Robinson. When you look at the total yards from scrimmage, and what Bijan Robinson was, just what he was accomplishing and doing this season. I was worried. I know you have to be concerned. Okay, well, are we going to, after that Rams game, what he did, he ran for 195 yards, and the Rams might represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Breaking tackles, slippery.
Yes, and if you look at it, I mean, he had 2,255 total yards from scrimmage and 1,445 yards rushing. Not against the Saints. He didn't do that against the Saints. And that's why he's not going to brag to his grandkids, oh, man, I kicked the Saints' ass. No, it's just been the opposite. Now, he's going to play a number of years. He might eventually, but you talk about 5-6 games, sample size? No, he has not done anything against the Saints. And I'm a Bijan Robinson fan. I'm thinking like, boy, if we can get that kind of guy at running back with Tyler Shuck, you know, we always talk about Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame, maybe with that 8 draft pick, to be that back to complement Tyler Shuck. You know, I don't think necessarily anyone's against that. But you cannot afford to do this where hopefully we learn from this. Remember when we finally won a game, we beat the Giants, we had 5 straight takeaways in a row. We're like +5. Well, you know how we easing our way back. Then we started -. We're -3, now we're -4 for the season. And I'm not even counting the block punt. That's like a turnover to me. But it's not. So you can see different areas that we have to get better. And I don't know what we could do about this. And I'm going to ask him tomorrow night on the coaches show. I mean, how do we get off to a faster start? you might say, well, Bob, they just have to get off to a faster start. And it's about execution. But I don't know. It's the whole season. The season's over.
That was a constant.
Yeah, that is a constant. So, I mean, what do we truly do to get better in that regard? Because we end up getting outscored more than 4-1. Because remember, it's 3-1. Then it's 4-1. We've been outscored 122-29. We always chasing points. So we lose it, what, this 3-0 or 7-0.
Who's a first-pass specialist we could hire to bring in? I don't know.
Yeah, execution, whatever it might be. But no, and it's not, and it's been the same song and dance. So I know they're going to address that because I'll look in the category. Just getting off to a fast start can make a difference. Okay, let's say you win 6 games and you play in 17 games. So what if you get a faster start maybe in 4 or 5 games? You're hovering around 9 or 10 wins? So all of that comes into play as far as when you want to play winning football. But again, it's frustrating because it is your division rival. But I don't know. I'd rather Carolina be going to the playoffs. And you might say, I don't like none of them. I don't like Carolina, Tampa Bay, or the Saints. But, you know, we had won the division 4 years in a row. And Tampa Bay has won the last 4 seasons. They were trying to make it 5. Not so fast. Then they get it done. And if you look at Carolina.
Baker can go back to hating us.
Yeah, exactly. And to show you how hard it is. So you look at Carolina, how this is unfamiliar territory. The last time they won the NFC South, they were 15-1. That was their Super Bowl appearance 10 years ago. You remember that guy, Cam Newton? That was the first division crown winning today since Ron Rivera and Cam Newton. Now, since then, Carolina's gone through 3 coaching changes, started 10 different quarterbacks since their wild card berth in 2017. But I'm talking about winning the NFC South and ultimately went to the Super Bowl, but they lost. They didn't end up winning. But so if you look at it, I mean, who do you want to really help? And I think that does matter. I think playing a 4th-place schedule, then a 2nd-place schedule, whatever how it might have unfolded. So I'm going to look at this as a positive going forward.
I'm going to pause real quick, Cajun Cannon. Let's pause 10 seconds. Let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on The Point After, Cajun Cannon, finish your thoughts on the Saints' 19-17 loss in Atlanta, the season finale.
Well, again, that I thought we had a great chance to win 5 in a row. I think if – I'm not trying to make an excuse, but – if I think in the latter part of that game, if Chris Olave is available, like the weapons, I think we have a better opportunity. I think Shuck made the best of it. I still think Shuck did enough to be Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think if you truly be objective, Ted McMillan, what they're going to say, oh, he's a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, hell, they play 17 games.
Do you think the bias of the Panthers being in the playoffs?
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, that's not going to hurt. That's going to help a lot, probably.
Well, hurt, but I mean Shuck. Hurt Shuck's.
Oh, yeah, it's going to hurt Shuck. Yeah, yeah. But to me, that should not, make a difference. That the one thing, even look at Chris Olave and the kind of season that he had. You know, everybody said, oh, Bobby, look, he's done it again. He has another, 1,000 yards. I'm not so impressed with that. You know what I'm impressed with? Two things. 9 touchdown catches and 100 receptions. And he wanted to play a complete season. Now, obviously, you got a blood clot in your lung. You can't play. But I think the combination of Shuck and Chris Olave, that's going to go a long way.
Yeah, they just started cooking.
Yeah, because you look in the past two games and him not being available today, he had recorded 148 and 119 yards receiving with 3 touchdowns. And so when you look at it, and not playing the last game, but 100 catches, like I said, I don't look at the 1,163 yards. You play 17 games. But the 100 catches and the 9 touchdowns, to me, that's impressive. And Chris Olave can tell you that he even thinks he could be better. Look at it. Like, you're not going to ever be perfect, but if you're going to be like that stud and you want to be in the likes and you talk like Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson, whatever, tell Justin Jefferson the quarterback don't make a difference, because you look this year with the Vikings. I know the fantasy people are all ticked off, right? No. So I think the combination, Chris Olave can make Shuck better and Shuck can make Chris Olave better. So I'm really encouraged by that. Now, as far as guys you're familiar with, who's going to come back? And I brought this up to Deuce in the pregame. Okay, 4 guys. I don't know how you cannot bring back DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan based on their production. The young guy can't beat him out. And now, a contract comes into play dealing with the salary cap. But I would say Taysom Hill is playing hard, but he definitely lost a step with his knee. And then looking at Alvin Kamara. I love Alvin Kamara.
I miss Alvin.
He was like the poor man to me, Christian McCaffrey, kind of at times. But it shows you a great defense. What did Christian McCaffrey do against the Seahawks? Nothing. Now, I was never encouraged at the 49ers because I think the injuries were their defense. That's not a 49ers defense. And that shows you if the Seahawks have a Super Bowl winning defense. Now, I don't know what they could do offensively, because look how many points the Bears scored against the 49ers, and the Seahawks couldn't score. So that'll be interesting. No, it's wide open. I think the playoffs are wide open. To say, oh, they're going to win for sure, this team, that. I mean, I told you this in the pregame, and if you're a Saints fan or a small market fan, the NFL might not win this. I would love to see the Seahawks and the Jaguars. Jacksonville and Seattle. Well, Bobby, Seattle's not like Jacksonville, New Orleans, smaller city. Yeah, but it's like in a different country. Who pays attention to Seattle? That's like, okay, the Seattle Mariners in the World Series. Look, when they were competing against the Blue Jays. What? That's like two teams that are foreigners. No one pays attention to the Mariners, and the Seahawks are so far away. But I think that's the teams I would cheer for, because, we don't play them enough, and how can you really hate on them? But looking at Alvin before we go to a break, he injured his knee, ironically, against Atlanta in November. And his 2025 season was the worst of his career. He played in a career-low 11 games, failed to crack 1,000 yards from scrimmage. And I say failed to crack 1,000 yards for scrimmage. I just read you with John Robinson has 2,255 yards from scrimmage. And for the first time in his 9 NFL seasons, he finished with 657 total yards. So when you get old, you get old. I'm not saying Alvin doesn't have nothing left in the tank, but I think that's why in the draft is so important. If he would get that security blanket and a running back like Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.